is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love preview shows!
He wasn't even seated yet.
Hey, it's Panda, and I
like you looked great.
Preview shows.
I'm Dan. No. I despise preview shows. This is the Deck the
Homework, podcast.
Wow.
Hello, everybody.
We're here.
Preview, 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 preview.
Preview. New M on the track.
Preview.
New M on the track. New M on the track.
I like pumpkin spice. I like pumpkin spice. I like apples. They're nice. I like pumpkin spice.
Preview.
That is easily... easily New M's best joint. Easily.
Yeah. It is.
I might sing that trying to get to sleep tonight.
I like pumpkin spice.
I like pumpkin spice.
It's good.
He said apples, they are nice.
They are nice. He rhymed at least.
Yeah. That is new for him. That's
he normally
true.
Says something about Eminem. Not this time.
No. I've been working with him.
You've been working with him?
I have.
And the two of you, you put your heads
we
together.
We collab.
Oof.
Man, I always appreciate Hallmark Channel's guides that they put together for their movies.
They're always so thoughtful.
It's such almost like they write them thinking no one in their right mind would do a preview show for five movies.
Here's the PDF they put together with all the fun images.
All the time.
Oh my gosh. That's beautiful.
That's just the same image with different colors, isn't it?
Guys, fall's here.
Boo.
Panda.
This is when I blossom.
I do want to... This is big ups here because we're getting six movies.
I've been talking to Johnny Hallmark.
There it is.
And I've been telling
him... I almost said Johnny Hallmark because I knew that's what you were going to say.
Yeah. Well, that's his name, Dan. Okay. I don't know.
There's nothing I can do about that.
There's nothing I can do about it.
But go ahead.
I emailed Johnny Hallmark and I said... And I've been doing this since 2018.
Every day.
And I said, what's the fall sitch look like? And he responded, he'll just send me back a different fall emoji every time. And I don't understand what it is. But this past time, he gave me a green and apple emoji.
Green and apple emoji. So one was the color green and the other was an apple.
Right. And that to me was green, go, apple, yes.
Okay. Green, go, apple, yes. So I'm live.
Gringo, apple, yes. Yep. So what you're trying to say is we get six movies this year.
Yeah.
Which is better than the four or the three or whatever.
How that took at least a half an hour.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do, guys. We are going to preview all six of these movies.
Yeah! Let's go!
Are we doing it out of how many what?
How many?
Leaves. Crisp, crunchy leaves.
How about apples?
How about PSLs? Fine. Pumpkin cream cold brews.
Pumpkin cream cold brews.
How about crisp winter sweaters? Crisp fall sweaters.
No, you know what? I like
turtlenecks out of turtlenecks.
I like doing it out of pumpkin spice lattes because then we can
because
we can have two creams.
You know,
still.
You mocked the process, Dan, but this is nothing to be mocked. One day you will get yours.
I'm gonna get three J. Crews for
you're
this
saying
one.
Great things too. Like, bug off. Like
I know.
Like, oh, you're
what making fun of I'm making fun of LL Bean.
I would take five crisp mornings.
Okay.
No.
Can we do pumpkin spice lattes so that we can have two creams?
We need the creams.
And I think pumpkin spice lattes.
The way we creamed last time was bad news. We got to cream better this time.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Yes. So we are all in favor of using pumpkin spice lattes as our rating system.
And we get two creams.
And we get two creams.
Two creams.
And again, for those of you playing at home, the creams do nothing. There's six of them and we'll put them in order things
very
that we're
important.
Guys, are you ready to go?
Let's do it.
Think of them as stars if you must.
Up first is Roadhouse Romance.
Roadhouse.
That's premiering tomorrow.
Hey, all right. Let's go.
The house.
Yeah.
Mustang.
It's starring Lauren Elena.
Yeah, it is.
And Tyler Hines. Here's what it's about. Country music fan Callie. How'd you know?
I just took a guess.
Is determined to continue her late grandfather's legacy while TV director
Daryl
Luke is in town. He teaches her that sometimes it's best to look forward instead of back.
That's what Luke teaches her.
Yeah. So she is a country music fan.
That's the whole thing?
Yeah, she's a country. Let me see if Crown Media Press has something.
Do you know if maybe he just walks on screen and goes, you know, sometimes it's better to look forward than back, and then they roll credits? Is that what happens?
Yeah. I hope so.
Guys, I have some more information on the Crown Media page.
Oh, fantastic.
So this is a longer one.
Okay.
She's apparently performing some songs.
Okay.
Hers.
Okay. And Whitley going to be involved?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
The Keith Whitley joint she's going to sing. Okay, here we go. More information. Lieutenant Callie Jackson arrives home from her tour of duty and must come to terms with everything that's changed while she was away, especially at her family's iconic barbecue establishment, Tucker Roadhouse. She's determined to continue her late grandfather's legacy at the Roadhouse.
Is it a barbecue legacy or a singing legacy?
I believe it's a barbecue legacy.
So...
I don't know.
That's when Tyler pipes in and goes, it's better to look forward than behind.
Callie steps
Sing
up.
Some Whitley.
Callie steps up to help her mother and aunt prepare for the fall festival.
Oh!
Hey, there you go.
There it is.
At Tucker's Roadhouse, which also means searching for her late grandfather's special barbecue sauce recipe,
man,
which has been lost while she was away. After a chance running with TV director Luke, who is passing through town, he helps Callie determine what is worth hanging on to and when it's time to let go.
So, like, when to look forward instead of look back?
That is another way to say that, yes. Now you got more information.
This movie sounds like hot garbage. Like, it sounds like a combination of the Nile Mader Country at Heart and the Season of Love, Mark Blucas, Autumn Reeser joint, and maybe worse than both of them. The only... saving grace here is that our boy Tyler's in it,
yeah,
and he tends to bring the heat.
Mm-hmm. And Lauren Elena can sing.
She can sing. But boy, it's an uphill battle. Barbecue sauce recipe? Whitley? God, come on.
I'm concerned about this one. I'm gonna give it two pumpkin spice lattes.
Two PSLs.
And here's why.
Are you creaming?
No. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not. And here's why.
That's why.
They buried the fall way deep into that.
Yeah.
I think that this is a fall adjacent movie. I think that they're going to tack fall on.
I don't know. Tyler said in his interview there's a lot
it's
of fall.
It's a fall fest.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I'm intrigued by this. I like barbecue. I like good music and I like
fall.
I think
they're going to do right by barbecue in this movie.
They always do. What did you give it?
Two.
No creams.
Wow. I'm going to go 3.5.
Here's what I'm going to do, because Tyler Hines has consistently been in movies that, and this is going to bring some hate mail, aside from Winter in Veil, which I did not think was a good movie, aside from that one, Tyler Hines tends to raise the qualitative standard of what Hallmark movies typically are. So with that in mind, and only that, 1.5 PSLs and a cream.
Wow.
1.5
PSLs. Now you're only allowed two of them, Dan.
And a cream. If I have to leave creams on the table, let me leave a cream for Hines.
Okay.
That's fair. I always thought leaving a cream on the table was not using them.
No, that makes a lot of sense. What I said didn't make any sense.
Yeah, no.
But what you're telling me is we are putting our creams on the table, and that's how we're playing.
That's how we're playing. Whereas, play the cream.
This is like a game of poker creams.
If I've got two creams
and
five movies in one shot, to seize everything I've ever wanted.
That's fair. But to me, using a cream on Heinz is like, you know, going to my nephew's birthday party. Like, I was a shoo-in. So I'm not going to do that.
It's my way of saying the movie sounds awful, but if anybody can save it, Heinz can. So if you're reading me the synopsis, I don't know who's in it. It's probably like a 1 or a 0. But I throw the cream in there to let everybody know that I think if anybody can raise the bar, it's
fine. Okay, that's fair.
That was the last one that I have a long boy synopsis.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
Up next we have Raise a Glass to Love.
Oof. Raise a glass to freedom.
That's September 18th, starring
like a bad
on a big up and coming Broadway star, I believe, Laura Osnes.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Laura Osnes.
Yes. I think she's got a bright future.
Laura, she definitely is going to get hired again by some fast food joint. Dude,
a gag attack.
Who will be on? Who will be on Broadway again sooner? Her or Taylor Hicks?
What you don't know
is they have a musical where they're the leads.
I mean, I'd watch it.
I can't believe they're still airing this movie.
Laura Osnes and Juan Pablo de Pace.
Easy for you to say.
Juan Pablo de Pace.
D-E-P-A-C-E?
D-I-P-A-C-E. There's a space.
De Pace.
De Pace.
Not De Pace. you tried to make it. It might even be like De Pace.
It could be.
If it's Juan Pablo.
But there's no umlaut or anything.
Okay. No umlaut.
Aspiring master sommelier, Jenna.
Oh, boy.
I love sommeliers.
10 PSLs.
Do you guys, all the cream.
Do you guys want to know, something interesting? Kevin Hart, who I could take or leave, but he has a talk show on Peacock where he brings on people in the interviews, and he does it in his wine cellar. And his sommelier comes out before every interview and offers a wine. And it's fascinating to hear that.
I'm surprised that one of our double deckers hasn't created a podcast called Sommelier, and it's just some Molly A that's like Molly A and is just doing an interview with him. That sounds like something you'd have come up with years ago already.
I know. I sure. I know it. Okay. No, it's been years now.
Aspiring master sommelier Jenna
so good.
returns to her family vineyard to study. And is intrigued by the natural
aspiring. So she's not a sommelier. She wants to be one and she comes home.
Yes. She's an aspiring master sommelier.
No.
Okay. Master. Okay. So she is a sommelier. She's trying to train to be the master.
A master sommelier.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one sommelier to rule them all.
She.
That's how it works. Like one reigns supreme. Yeah. It's like Royal Rumble, right?
Somebody's like, this is from France, and the master sommelier comes. He's like,
it's like in middle school when I was second chair tuba, and I had to challenge to be first chair, something like that.
Were you first chair briefly?
I was first chair. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah. That's exactly what happened. I got first chair because she was out sick that day.
And then she came back, and you were like, oh, it's over.
She was significantly better.
You were like, it's over. You knew.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Shout out to Renee.
Renee.
So she comes home to study and is intrigued by the natural methods of the handsome new Argentinian winemaker.
Argentinian?
Yeah.
You said Argentinian.
Marcello? Marcello?
Juan Pablo de Pace has been just ripped six ways to sundown in this movie. Argentinian?
Master.
De Pace?
Master sommelier Jennifer Huther. consults and appears as herself.
Oh,
there's a real master sommelier in this movie.
No, the hooth is loose.
I'm gonna start. I'm all in on this movie. It's Wine Attack, everybody. Four pumpkin spices. I'm still holding my creams.
Yeah, man, I love a good master sommelier.
Love
sommelier. I love it. But I'm here for fall, and this
doesn't sound especially
fall-y.
Doesn't
sound real fall-y. I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it 3 pumpkin spice lattes.
That's folly, everybody.
Folly. This is like oaky with like a burnt ash taste in my mouth. Hard zero. It is zero. The big hitter of this movie is Huther, because she's a real master sommelier. Yeah.
But
in this movie, who cares? Who cares?
I can tell you who cares, Huth. Huth cares.
Huth cares. Look, I'm sure Huther's amazing, and that's awesome. Why? Have they ever done, like, if they get a real pecan farmer for Sweet Pecan Summer or whatever? They get a real, you know, what day person, she podcaster might, for 27 famous, hours a day?
Like, when you Google can when you can get a real boy, get
you
a real
can
boy.
Reel the Huther. Reel the Huther. I saw Reel the Huther live. Fantastic.
What did you give it?
3
You gave it 3. I gave it 4.
0.
But no,
zero.
No creams for either of us.
No. Anyways. The Heinz movie sounds miles better than this thing.
I don't know. There's something about
I'm
that
sure
movie.
I'm sure Huther's a big deal. I am.
Oh, she's Canada's first female sommelier.
Wow. That's fantastic. I just don't understand why that matters. Like, that's the big get. The best thing we can say about this movie is we got Canada's first female master sommelier to be in it as herself.
And if we're lucky, we'll get some Laura Osnes press.
Oh, please. No, no, no.
I will say, just looking, and this is not a knock on her at all.
Oh, no.
She doesn't even have, like, it's just the follower on the Instagram, you would expect more. It just, it's interesting that they're highlighting that.
They're highlighting it because they don't want any Laura Osnes talk. They're trying to skip over the fact that she crazy.
She's not, I mean.
This is a movie about a woman who wants to be a master sommelier, but then realizes there's some requirements for becoming one at her school, and she takes a stand and goes home. That's what this is about. So I've heard.
So I've heard. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back for more fall talk here.
Yeah, boy.
We're back, and we are talking about fall movies. So far, we've talked to Tyler Hines and Laura Osnes, and now we're moving on to Taking the Reins.
Are you even with us anymore?
Yeah.
You're in sommelier world.
I am in sommelier world. It's fascinating.
Taking the Reins.
Yeah.
Starring Nikki DeLoach and Scott Porter.
Okay.
A writer, played by DeLoach, doesn't have a name yet, goes back to the family ranch to write an article about her passion for horses and discovers what ended her marriage and why she stopped riding horses.
So she discovered what is Scott Porter, her ex-husband?
I think so.
They're going to get back to get some Cranberry Christmas sitch.
Could be.
Do you think they're going to uncover like some old letters from her grandma that have clues?
Could. That'd be one way to do it. That would be one way to do it.
Just asking for a friend.
Is she not aware of what made her stop riding horses?
It doesn't seem that way, no.
So she just like,
man, I used to love that. Wonder why I don't anymore. Let me look at it further.
I fell down and hit my head. That's what happened. Now I remember.
Gets back on the horse. Oh, this is a horse of a different color.
Ow!
CSI horse.
I don't hate that, first of all.
CSI horse.
I don't hate that at all. CSI Western.
This movie, once again, Nikki DeLoach, the best female actor working on these. The best. Movie sounds like a real dump truck of bad just coming at my face. Nikki DeLoach is in it. I will do the same for her that I did for Tyler. 1.5 with a cream. Sounds terrible. Sounds real bad. Not Laura Osnes. We still have to air it cringe bad, but bad. But Nikki is in it. 1.5 and a cream.
I mean, you know what? I like when they do
Think about in the Hallmark room. Hey, you guys hear about Laura? We got this movie. We spent $2 million on it. We just take a bath or we put it out there, see if anybody notices.
I said we just... We're squeezing in there. See where
send it on goes. Out. See what happens. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
We'll hope to deck the Hallmark guys. Okay.
Yeah. Real quick.
I'm going to go. I like it when the people know each other. I like when there's a past. I like that. I could take or leave the horse situation.
Sounds like a big part of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? You guys know how I feel about Nikki. She's the Hallmark queen.
Yes.
And so I'm going, I'm going to go as high as I can go.
Five?
Five and a cream.
What? Whoa.
Five
Did
and a cream.
Hear what you were reading?
Yes.
That's bold. My gosh.
She's a writer. She goes back home, which I always love when you go back home.
She forgot why she loved riding horses.
She forgot why she stopped.
Oh, that's worse. That's worse. Why did I stop doing the thing?
That's on the synopsis.
I don't even know how.
I have confidence. I'm reading in between the lines here. I have confidence.
Five PSLs and a cream for this thing.
Five PSLs.
You've lost your mind.
They're my creams. I'll use them how I choose.
I'm just saying, you're going to get your creams revoked.
I can't do that.
I can.
You're the cream cop. What if you were, though?
I'm gonna go three.
Detective creep.
Three again. One cream.
Have you done three for every movie?
No, I did two for the first one, and then three for the last two.
Yeah,
But this one, I'm adding a cream.
You're adding a cream.
Okay. Okay. That's
that
fair.
Breaks
that's
the fair. Tie between that and the Laura Osnes Sommelier movie.
And the only reason I'm giving Laura Osnes a three
the
is.
The noose is loose, baby. The
yeah.
Noose
is loose. You bring in sommelier talk, I'm here all day long.
Twirl it around.
You guys ready for this one? Love Strikes Twice. Mm. We're finally into October, everybody.
Yeah. This is when it heats up.
Or cools down, yeah. Depending on
yeah, yeah.
Where you at? It's starring Katie Finley.
Ooh, Finster.
And Wyatt Nash. Wyatt Nash.
Man,
dude, Wyatt Nash has killed multiple people.
No doubt. There's no doubt about it.
He's in witness protection.
Yeah.
But he's going by his real name for this movie. Fresh out of
just for this movie.
Maggie, played by Finley, and Josh Nash are an out of sync married couple. They're doing it again.
Wow.
They're doing it
back
again.
Back to back week.
Maggie wishes for a do over and wakes up 15 years earlier.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Will she choose Josh again, or is an ex boyfriend her happily ever after? I'm very intrigued.
Okay, so first of all, I've used all my creams.
Well, do you want a cream back?
I don't want a cream, but I am a huge Finn head. I love Katie Finley. Have been a
from
fan.
From what?
Since her early work. You know her early work.
Yeah.
She was in that indie that you love, Dust in the Cradle.
Yep.
I do love Dust in the Cradle, but that's not Finley.
That is Finley.
That's a different Finley.
No, Katie Finley, that is her.
That's
no.
Finley.
No. The one with the glasses?
No, that's Finley.
Finley.
This is Finley.
Finley. This We're is, saying the same thing.
No.
This Dust is in the Cradle.
Findley. That's Finley.
No. This is her. I'm a Finhead.
Look up Dust in the Cradle.
I will. I did already. I looked it up before I started.
No, you didn't.
I did. Katie Finley.
One with the glasses.
I'm a Finhead. So here's what I'll do. I've gone 0-1-5-1-5 cream.
I'm sorry. Break that down slower.
0-1-5-1-5 cream. 1.5-1.5 cream. I'm going to go 2. 2 PSLs for the wakes up. With an alternate reality, got to figure it out again. Haven't seen that one in a while. 2 PSLs. It's big time.
I might regret this. I'm not going to use my cream on this. I am going to go 4 pumpkin. I'm going to go 4 pumpkin spice lattes. I'm holding out for something better. I'm hoping that one of the last two
is
big money maker.
Your highest rating, but it didn't really speak to your fall inner here. Your fall.
I'm excited about time travel fall.
Yeah, that's not fall. No.
What's time travel fall?
Time travel fall. It's fall time, but time travel.
Fall time, but time travel. You said it.
I'm going 4.5, and I am using my last.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. That's a smart bet. That's a good answer. Good answer.
Nikki gets an extra 0.5 just because.
I can't believe you gave that horse movie 5.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you.
Who's is loose, baby?
We got 2 more boys. Are you ready for this?
Thank
goodness.
I use one of my crooners for these. This is making me nervous. Coming down to the wire.
Yeah, because I know
South
nothing.
Beach Love.
This is the one. And I'll tell you why it's South Beach Love. I read the book.
Oh, good Lord.
Man, this.
5 pumpkin spice lattes. My cream.
Did you like the book?
Yeah, I like the book
a lot. It's with Taylor Cole and William Levy. Of the Levy family?
That of like Eugene Levy?
Yeah, surely not.
No way.
Surely not.
That's like a distant
cousin.
He
would never get on Schitt's Creek. We'll go to South Beach Love. From New York Times bestselling author Caridad, how do you say the last name?
No.
Pinero.
Pinero, yeah.
And Hallmark Publishing.
I couldn't remember. Okay. You know
and Hallmark is. Publishing comes a story about rival
Quinceañera. Man, for all the money in the world.
15.
Can we go back in time and not help him there? I want it. Yeah. Why did we help him?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. You said
Quinceañera.
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 Yeah.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, sure.
Hard
R. Quinceañera.
I'm sorry. So it's what is
it? In Latinx tradition, very, yes. Very important 15th birthday celebration.
Right. So this is a rival.
Quinceañera.
So there's
2 of them.
Glorious Cuban cooking, friendship, family ties, and romance.
I don't know how this is a fall movie.
Dude, but you said
I'm excited about
five with your cream, and you're a fall boy, and you read the book, and it takes place in South Beach.
Yeah,
and you went all in, and it may not have a bit of fall foliage. It
tells me nothing about this.
If it did have fall foliage, it wouldn't make any sense in South Beach. It's not going to have fall foliage. The leaves won't be turning.
I'm excited to see it. Bring it. I don't understand why it's not a summer movie. Bring it.
Yeah, you have contradicted yourself here.
Friend. It's a one for brand. One for you know what? Two because I like
dueling quinceañeras. I mean,
I think it's
that sounds. Great. I'm intrigued by that, but the lack of fall plays against it.
One for Dan.
All right, guys, we got one more.
This and one could bite.
Yeah, you've blown the cream right out.
So, do you have one more cream?
No,
he's out. We're all out.
Okay, flirting. You know what? I do want to say. I'll read this one, and then if someone wants to take back,
no, you're gonna take back some of the cream.
You're such a cream cop. It's unbelievable.
Somebody has to be.
Why you, though?
There's a recall.
flirting with romance. Flirting with romance. I don't like the word flirt.
Okay.
It's starring Aaron Westbrook and Brooks Darnell.
Oh. Five.
I do like Brooks. When a love advice author, played by Westbrook, crosses paths with a dating columnist, played by Darnell, an attraction begins to blossom into more. As both use strategies from their own playbooks to win each other over, it is possible. Is it possible that they've both met their match?
I am actually feeling way better after using what I've done. This movie sounds... Ooh.
Isn't that just what we watched last year? What was that? With Merritt Patterson? You guys remember this one?
No. Oh, it was the movie that was on the shelf for years, right?
Isn't that Merritt Patterson?
Yeah.
How to Lose a Guy?
Yeah, it was basically that. She's writing that article. They're both writing articles. Both and they're dueling blogs.
Dueling blogs.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, it was a bad movie.
How to Date
for Boyfriend and a Half. Yeah. I don't put that. Handyman Christmas.
Yeah. I'm going one on this one. I just don't know.
I gave for me.
Zero to Laura Osnes because she deserves it. 0.5. Half a spice latte. So Osnes, this bad boy. Hines and Deloach, wake up 15 years. Oh, no, Hines and Deloach. No, there's another one in there. South Beach.
Yeah.
Hines and Deloach, wake up 15 years early. There's my order right there.
I have Nikki and then Love Strucks Twice and then Hines and then Raising a Glass.
Oh, the Sommelier one. I forgot about that one. Six.
Then South Beach and Flirting.
Woof. You don't remember what you had?
No, it's this one. I don't remember the name of it. The dueling blog.
Flirting with Romance.
Yeah, Flirting with Romance.
That's your top?
No, that's the bottom. I'm working my way up. That's the bottom. And then
my way down.
Start from the bottom now.
Hines.
Interesting.
Roadhouse.
Way down yonder. Huh?
Yeah, I regret maybe posting it so low. I have Sommelier.
Yeah.
Deloach. Times two, and then South Beach Love.
South Beach.
Wow. We did it, everybody. We're very excited. Fall Fest. Here we go. It all starts tomorrow. It all starts tomorrow with Roadhouse Romance. You better believe we'll be covering it next week. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen, feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.